starting with some local news. A Bundaberg man has discovered an albino Darwin carpet python inside its tank while walking through a suburb in the town's south. The python, which was left abandoned on a footpath in Avenel Heights, has left wildlife rangers stumped on how it arrived on the footpath. Wide Bay Senior Wildlife Ranger Amanda Yates said it has been a very strange mission to find who owns the albino Darwin carpet python. The animal is in very good condition and is currently being cared for by the Wide Park Wildlife Carers. Anyone with information about the reptile is asked to contact the Department of Environment on 1300 130 372.
A content warning for the following story. The next story discusses content relating to drug addiction, which could be uncomfortable for some listeners. A new residential rehabilitation and withdrawal service is entering its final stages of development in Ipswich. The new service, located in Raceview, is going to be owned by West Moreton Hospital and Health Service and will act as a treatment facility for up to 46 adults at any given time. Alcohol and other drug services are part of a range of treatment options for people seeking help with problematic substance use. The service will be fully voluntary for those getting support, and it will be managed by a specialist provider of alcohol and other drug treatments and care. The service has had backlash from many members of the local area, but development has not been delayed any further.
In national news, one in five illegal shark products seized in New Zealand are reportedly from Australia. This is despite declining rates of these products being seized at our own border. This includes fin products, trophies, and preserved specimens, with 58 out of the 290 products seized across 15 years in New Zealand being Australian. It is unclear whether these were sourced from Australian waters, with the record keeping being labelled as extremely flawed by experts. An independent review found the records to not label relevant information, such as shark species and likely country of origin, with one record found to have been labelled simply as shark in blue liquid. Sharks can be legal to import in Australia under specific conditions, such as a wildlife trade permit or an approval from government entities, such as the Department of Climate Change, Energy or Environment.
The number of students receiving youth allowance payments has decreased sharply in the past 20 years, with experts worrying it could be due to low-income and regional students moving away from tertiary education. The Department of Social Services show that roughly 275,000 students received a youth allowance in June 2005, with that number falling to 162,000 in May of this year. This is despite an increase in the overall number of students attending university. The Australian Council of Social Services, along with the National Union of Student Leaders, argues that the current $48 a day rate should be increased to at least $82, citing that it does not meet obligations such as rent, groceries, meaning that full-time work is a more appealing option over study. This is following the federal budget cutting expenditure on student payments by $500 million.
In international news, Serbian police have removed street blockades across Belgrade that were initially set up as part of protests over mass arrests of anti-government demonstrators. Thousands of protesters had placed metal fences and garbage containers at various locations across Belgrade and are a part of persistent dissent against populist president Aleksandar Vučić. Aleksandar Vučić has faced considerable pressure to resign after a train canopy collapsed in Novi Sad, killing 16 people. The collapse has become a symbol of negligence and corruption that exists within state-led projects. Beginning on Saturday, tens of thousands of protesters clashed with police across the country, with dozens of protesters injured or arrested over the weekend. Protesters have promised to continue to demonstrate until an early election is called. Moving on to the weather today, Brisbane is sunny, with westerly winds expected to peter out by the afternoon. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. Otherwise, that is all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thanks for that. A couple of stories there that are of interest to myself. I live at Raceview, so I won't have far to go, hey? there's a lot of... it's great that they're building that out there, and there was a lot of people who didn't want it, eh? But, you know, like, we need the space somewhere. We need those facilities, and, you know, drug rehabilitation facilities is very, very much needed. But the thing that I wanted to ask you and comment on is... The youth allowance. My thinking is it is because more and more university kids have to stay with their parents. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, sure, because that affects being able to apply for it.
Well, you can't get it. Yeah. Like, my daughter's a uni student; she can't get it because we both parents work. She gets zero, you know. So would I be right in thinking that there would be a lot more kids like my daughter than in the past?
Yeah, my case is the same. My parents, they work, so I'm ineligible for it, which means that essentially I have to toss up between doing full-time study or doing full-time work to make rent. Thankfully, I'm lucky enough that my parents, you know, kicked me over some money, but I feel like the case for lots of people is that, you know, in the current economy, they just can't meet rent. They can't meet groceries. So what's the point in studying?
Yeah, like, and getting out on their own, like, they also make it incredibly difficult so that when you do go out on your own, they still say, oh, your parents are, you know, earn too much, you know? So I would assume from your reporting that a lot more kids are just having to stay at home with their parents. All right, well, thank you for that. Very, very informative. Enjoy the rest of your day.
No worries. Thank you for having us.
And we'll see you next Tuesday. This song will go out to Lima here on Workers Power on 4ZZZ.
Look out! This track comes with a language warning.
Spices are dry. Here I will trade.